WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There is a second attempt by a developer to build apartments in an established Bryan neighborhood near CHI St. Joseph Health Center.
While the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission granted a conditional use permit last Thursday, there's been an appeal by a property owner who lives within 200 feet of the site, located near 29th and Villa Maria behind Hillier Funeral Home. That means the city council will consider the proposal. A tentative hearing date's been set for April 11th. During last week's P&Z meeting, 28 opponents, homeowners and representatives of two doctor's offices, say the construction of 5, 2, and 3-story apartment buildings will cause more traffic congestion and flooding. Donna Chester challenged city staff how they could support the project.
Staff maintains that the proposed 69-unit would create fewer unfavorable effects or impacts. My question is, what are the favorable, unfavorable impacts? Cities never address them. We have the right to know what those are before moving forward. And the same thing with number 9. The city says that it is unable to discern any potential detrimental issues that could arise from the development of the units. My question again, what are they referring to?
City planner Stephanie Dolan says if it's approved, all concerns will be addressed before building permits are issued by the city's site review committee.
Staff believes that a multifamily, multiple family residential use is appropriate at this location, as suggested by our comprehensive plan and by our health and wellness area plan.
None of the P&Z members offered comments before the project gained the minimum 5 votes necessary for approval. The proposal was defeated 2.5 years ago on a 4-3 vote. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Add the Bryan City Council to the governing bodies opposed to the state's new public school accountability system being based on an A through F letter grade. The council was thanked at last week's meeting by Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb.
We have the case of Bryan High School, which earned 5 distinctions under the state accountability system we were previously under. Distinctions are where you compare yourself against your 39 other comparable schools in the state. The 39 other schools that look just like you or as close to you as possible. Bryan High earned 5 distinctions. That's a stellar academic record of accomplishment this past year. And yet, under the state accountability system, D's.
Webb says Bryan ISD is among more than half of the school districts in the state that are on the record opposing the A through F rating system. Resolving water disputes was among the issues discussed in the Texas House this week. State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station is a member of the Natural Resources Committee.
We spent the majority of the time about talking about all the water Mexico has curtailed from us and looking at that agreement we made many, many moons ago, and it's time to renegotiate that, and I think Trump gives us that opportunity as well. And then we also have some state water issues between us and New Mexico, not letting water get here. So from a Western Texas perspective, that it spends a lot of time in drought.
Cassell says if they play their cards right, Texas has the opportunity to capture more water from the Rio Grande and Colorado rivers. WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 11th, learn all about spring lawn care. We'll discuss fertilization, pest control, and many other aspects of lawn care. Early spring can be tough on lawns, and we'll teach you about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 7:09. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And let's check some weather. And it's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here you are.
Considerable clouds as we start the day today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms popping up. Breezy today, 70 to 75. There will be some sunshine developing as the day goes on. We're partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to about 50 to 55. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. High 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night near 60. Clouds linger across the area Thursday with scattered showers. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll preview the Aggie baseball team's midweek matches against UT Rio Grande Valley today and tomorrow. Also for A&M baseball, a second Aggie has been named the SEC Freshman Player of the Week, as Logan Foster earned the honor this week. And in the NBA, the Houston Rockets couldn't hold off the rallying Spurs, who earned their eighth straight win. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. I'm looking at the radar. There's just one band of showers, and I guess that's where the frontal passage is, which is the wind shift. And it's moving fairly slowly, I would say. It's up near Corsicana and west and right along that line there, which is above Waco. How west is north of Waco is a whole other question. But anyway, so that's basically where it is, and it's marching this way. And I don't know, it looks like 10 o'clock-ish or something like that is probably when that will get there. All right, so anyway, I ran my mouth so much the last hour that we didn't have time for the leader of the free world to share his tweets with us.
He did tweet a little bit yesterday about ExxonMobil because they had a big deal with them. And he said, thank you to ExxonMobil for your $20 billion investment that is creating more than 45,000 manufacturing and construction jobs in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
And then just this morning, you may have heard it at the top of the hour in Fox, but before we get to the healthcare bill, he talks about Gitmo. He says 122 vicious prisoners released by the Obama administration from Gitmo have returned to the battlefield. Just another terrible decision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then about an hour ago, he tweeted, our wonderful new healthcare bill is now out for review and negotiation. Obamacare is a complete and total disaster, is imploding fast.
Well, and that's, and we'll talk to Congressman Flores about that tomorrow. You know, the guy who was president before would never really work the phones and do the kind of stuff that presidents have traditionally done, get senators and representatives on board with the plan. So that's something that Trump may need to be doing. So
yeah.
We'll
mm-hmm.
see if he's going to do this. Because if this doesn't work, it's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on the presidency. I mean, that's something that everybody wants to have worked out in a more reasonable way. And if the Republicans can't come up with something, that's a big loss for the Republicans, and it probably will hurt the president a lot.
Yeah,
too.
I think so.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, so we were talking last week. I enjoy discussing when I talk to people, I like to ask them the question, how has technology changed your job?
Right.
And we, you know, you end up getting some pretty interesting answers out of that. Now, animal researchers have been doing everything they can to track animals that are endangered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what they've done is they've tagged animals with GPS or radio transmitters to help research their behavior and their migration patterns and the things that need to be done to help them survive in the best possible situation. So transmitters cost, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks, okay? And so they've spent a lot of money doing that and putting these GPSs on all sorts of animals that are endangered. So what has happened is that poachers have now hacked into the devices.
Uh-oh.
So now they know where those animals are. And they can go there anytime they want and hunt them because They now have the information. So hackers, the poachers have become hackers. They hack in the GPS devices that the endangered animals have, so now they can just pick them off when they want to. So that's, I think that's an unintended consequence.
Right. Yeah.
Would that be the classic definition of that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, just letting you know, sometimes technology is good,
sometimes not so much.
Maybe not, yeah. So anyhow, all right. Washington State drone owner nearly learned the hard way that using technology to intrude on the privacy of others is not a good idea.
Nope.
From the drone's onboard camera, you can see the operator hovering around a woman's back porch, presumably watching her via headset or secondary monitor. The video description reads, "We are flying our drone around and noticed our neighbor out on the deck and started throwing things at the drone."
Oh.
Yeah.
Ee.
After noticing the hovering drone, the woman chucks a couple of rocks.
Yeah, I would too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Before going inside, then she comes back out with a gun and aims it.
Yeah, see, that's probably not smart.
No, not going that far.
Because, you know, bullets have to come down if they don't hit something.
But the drone artist probably needs to take that into account up front. Hello?
Hey, is it Russian hackers who are hacking into those?
You know,
gotta be,
because those are the only people that are smart enough to be able to do that.
Everyone's hacking these days. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, unless you're the guy who was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton and your password was
password.
Okay.
You know that lady who was shooting at the drone? I saw somebody post something about it yesterday, and they said looks like she needs to spend more time at the range because apparently she was missing.
Oh, was she? Yeah. That's and again, the bullets do come down, so you do have to be a little bit careful about that. I don't know if there's a big push right now to, well, I guess there is. The Washington Post says that their proposed funding cuts for NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Okay, so the memo outlined steep cuts in several divisions, including the elimination of the $73 million Sea Grant Research Program. That might affect a school in College Station. I'm not sure, but that's a Sea Grant University
over there.
That could have something to do with that. The biggest cuts were the agency's National Environmental Satellite Data and Information Service. This is their satellites that are up there. Trump administration wants to cut NOAA's budget by 22% or $513 million for the 16 satellites that circle the Earth. So trying to, as the PR people say, get ahead of the story.
Mm-hmm.
NOAA decided to put out a list of things that their satellites do for us in our everyday lives. To wit, I suppose if this cut takes place, all these satellites will not be maintained. They'll get old. They won't be able to send the messages back. First and foremost, they talk about everyday U.S. weather forecasts. Well, I think it's a joke how many times the weatherman's right, huh?
Yeah.
So if the satellites are part of that, is that supposed to be a concern? But anyway, you know, here's the list. So the everyday weather forecast, monitoring global weather patterns,
right.
Monitoring agriculture nationwide. See, that's a big part of the USDA. They monitor plant and crop health. Provide vital intel during severe weather events. Fortunately, well, if you're lucky, then they get you the information before the event gets to you, but there have been cases when they've missed that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they also watch wildfires from space to help firefighters be able to get a bird's-eye view of the fire. They track lightning strikes.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. They find faster trade routes. In addition to tracking the rapidly thinning Arctic sea ice.
Rapidly thinning.
Polar bears. That's right. The satellites also identify new routes that ships can cross safe in the changing climate.
I wonder if they have any sort of a mapping of like the wind patterns, and they maybe like, you know,
could do that.
Maybe
they can do that. Then they do. Yeah, you can see the speeds and directions. Saves lives. Their satellite helped save 307 lives last year, part of search and rescue. And I don't know, this may be the most important thing. They help Major League Baseball teams.
Oh, thank goodness.
There we go.
Providing teams with weather data like altitude, humidity, and temperature changes that can affect how a ball moves during a game. Okay. Now, I'm thinking the changes are in humidity and temperature, not altitude. Right. Altitude, you pretty much is going to be where you're going to be. But
so the outfielders get their report before the game.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, or it could be. Well, it may be on a device on their hand, on their wrist. You know, because it could change as the game goes on.
Yeah,
if the temperature goes up or down, humidity goes up and down.
So you can just blame it on them when you drop the ball.
Sure.
Okay.
So they also help us fly safely. They monitor aviation hazards like volcanic ash.
Right. We need to know about that.
And they help clean up our environment. So those are the reasons. Those are the reasons that we should keep NOAA fully funded.
All right.
I know they don't waste any money.
Right.
While we're talking about baseball, in a move that could potentially decide wins and losses, Major League Baseball is allowing players to wear continuous biometric monitors during games. The wrist-worn monitors will measure heart rate and fatigue levels. Fatigue levels? During the games. Okay. Players can choose if they want to wear the device or not. The decision to allow the big league players to wear the whoop monitors, that's what they're called.
Whoop monitors.
Nice.
Whoop monitors during games. Latest step to integrating technology into the national pastime. Last season, MLB allowed Modus baseball sleeves, which track throwing, and the Zephyr BioHarness, a chest strap that monitors heart and breathing rates. Whoop says that the MLB teams can use their day strain metric to determine whether a pitcher is tired instead of just tracking how many pitches he's thrown during a game.
That is a scientific fact,
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now they'll be so much better and stronger. So, but shouldn't we as fans be able to see that information as well?
Right.
Because
Go ahead. Well, I'm thinking fatigue level and things like that may be a little bit more helpful in sports like football.
Maybe they're going to
tennis.
They're going to introduce it in baseball.
Anything with a little more cardio intensive action.
Yeah. Golf is golf next.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
But I'm saying all we need is a little more clutter on the screen because we don't have enough on the screen yet. You know, we have to be able to see, you know, the scroll that's going on underneath there.
You know, and then, speaking about altitude and fatigue and golf, so the PGA Tour was in Mexico City this weekend,
weekend. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that.
And number one in the world, Dustin Johnson, came away with the win. But they did a interview with Jordan Spieth during one of the practice rounds, and he said although they only played 9 holes that day, he felt as though he had played 18 because of the altitude, and it was physically demanding. And I don't doubt it at all, but it was interesting how that, you know, really did kind of affect them.
Well, I know also that they had the U.S. Track Indoor Championships over the weekend, and that was in Albuquerque, I think.
Ooh, and that came, I mean, I've played softball in Albuquerque, and that really did make a difference. Now I was like 12, so I had any excuse to complain about running.
You still felt tired.
Right.
More tired.
Yeah.
And that's and I don't know if any records were broken or not, but that's of course, the Olympics were held in Mexico City years ago, and that was one of the things that they looked at is what would they be able to do under those circumstances. All right. We had promised to do this. Today, this is name week, basically, okay? There's something about your name every day this week, or names in general, that you need to be able to learn about, or if you care. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Brad.
Yes.
Let me see. The name Brad, popularity. Social Security Administration says 83,000 Brads were born between 1880 and 2015.
Wow.
Okay. So the name was given to 5 or more babies in the year 1880. According to Social Security information, in 1980, Brad ranked as the 76th most popular name. The states that have Brad as their most popular name would be Utah, Idaho, Colorado, Iowa, and Nebraska. Brad is English in origin and means from the broad meadow.
From the broad meadow.
There you go. So you got that going on.
All right.
Okay, Chelsea?
Yes.
There you go. Your name is most popular in Vermont and Alaska.
Okay, interesting.
So you've got that. Popularity of Chelsea as a baby name from 1880 to 2015, Social Security Administration said 157,000 Chelseas were born.
All right.
What's interesting is it really doesn't even show up until about 1963.
Okay.
When 1968, 42 of them were born. And then it spiked as an all-time in 1992 when 16,000 Chelseas were born. So
I was a little ahead of the curve.
A little ahead, that's right.
The good name job, Chelsea, Mom.
Chelsea is an English origin, and it means
port of ships.
It's port for chalk or limestone is what this
says.
All right.
I had seen port of ships on something else. So
really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's
Well, you know, Chelsea, England, I think it's near
Waterway. That's exactly right. Let me see. Scott, in 1962, there were 30,000 of us born, and in 1971, there were 31,000. Scott is 23rd in popularity in boys' names. Most popular, actually, in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Maine. Scott is English, and it means a person from Scotland.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what our names are. If you want to find out about your names or your kiddos' names or just names in your family, names.org. You go in there and type that in, and you can find. There's tons more information in there, too, but
that's just kind of
the highlights. So there, because this is Celebrate Your Name Week and what it could mean. Another day, another way to satisfy your sweet tooth. This time, the honors go to Strawberry Nut M&Ms.
Strawberry Nut M&Ms? Okay.
Yep. Spotted by Instagram using Candy Hunter and Junk Banner. Word is chocolate and fruit aficionados can search for their favorite new treats at Walmart. Now, I know they came out with a coffee nut M&M.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that either.
Well, they did that. I think last year they did a contest where they rolled out, one of them was kind of chilly, was hot, and then one was coffee, and then there was another one, and the coffee one won out, so that's still out there and available if you care anything about wanting to do that. So,
all right.
Okay. So last week we were talking about Snapchat, right?
Yes.
And how that was really cool.
Well, right.
Now they say that's really not.
In fact, just started trading publicly.
They did, and that's the whole thing. And again, I happened to see some information on it yesterday, and they were saying that this was going to be the greatest thing. And we talked about how some high school made over $1 million because they had invested in it a long time ago, and how the day of the public offering it went up 44%. Well, yesterday went down 15%.
Oh,
just in one day.
Womp.
Yeah, and that's the deal. Is what we had talked about the first day, Chelsea. You explained it to us because you use it, I guess, more than both of us do. And that was, how are you going to be able to make money off of this thing?
Right.
And the reality of it apparently is that you're not going to be able to make money.
Right. Well, you know, I mentioned those filters, but even those don't cost very much, and because they're only available for 24 hours or the amount of time of your event, they're not going to April and John's wedding isn't going to stay at the whatever lodge forever because someone else is going to have their wedding there the next day or the next weekend. So they can't be very expensive. And I just don't see how you put a ton of ads into it.
So the lack of staying power is going to probably put that in a situation where don't worry about it if you weren't able to, because none of us were able to buy it from the initial public offering.
Yeah.
Not so much with Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix, pretty hot news. Netflix is up 40% over the last 12 months.
Wow.
It's their original programming.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, the stock.
Most of it.
And the thing is, the stock is still undervalued.
Wow.
And so as a result, it's still got some growth that it's going to do. And so with that in mind, what they're basically saying is this would be a stock to buy if you can afford it. It's $175 a share, which is not exactly a penny stock. So that may be a lot of money for some folks. But understand that it is doing well, and, again, is supposed to continue to rise. Even $175, it is undervalued. Part of the reason, the Gilmore Girls, right? Because they're back there, and they're Netflix says that apparently there will be another season of the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, hey, I have to admit or confess, I still have not watched.
But see, it's still out there,
It's still there. It's still there. And I feel like I have to be in the right mood to go in and binge on it. I know it's like four episodes, but...
Yeah. But they say it's going to happen.
Nice.
Ratings are good enough for another season. Four episodes of Netflix Gilmore Girls a Year in the Life reportedly had nearly 5 million viewers. There is a potential problem. Lauren Graham.
Yes.
And Alexis
Bledel.
Okay. Both have other commitments.
Ah.
They're starring in other shows.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to be able to work around that
gotcha.
To see if they can get that to
well,
be taken
so,
care of.
I mean, I guess he's like a sub character. We talked about Milo just the other day,
yeah.
and he's a character in Gilmore Girls, but he isn't a main character anymore. So, but he's in This Is Us, which,
so he's gonna
be
busy.
He's busy too. But yeah, those two, obviously, the Gilmore Girls are the main ones. And yeah. so I could see how scheduling conflicts could be an issue.
Got it. You know, I just looked at the clock.
Oh, my God.
I was kind of wondering
well,
myself.
You're supposed to tell me that. I'm supposed to. I mean, I've got
I
two clocks here.
I wasn't at all
yep,
paying
so,
attention.
All right, we got to go.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Sunday's Washington Post ran a big, blaring headline. Thousands of ICE detainees claim they were forced into labor, a violation of anti-slavery laws. Now, wow, that sounds really bad. I'll bet right now you're asking, what's this all about, Il Rushwo? Well, the first thing you need to know, folks, is this supposed forced labor happened during the Obama administration. A 2014 lawsuit's getting attention now because a federal judge just granted the defendants class action status. When this suit just began, it was 9 defendants. Lawyers were suing for $5 million. But with class action status, damages for up to 60,000 illegal immigrants could grow substantially, says the Post. In other words, the lawyers could hit the jackpot if they prevail. Here's what else you need to know. The lawsuit is against a private prison run by an evil corporation. This is the first lawsuit of its kind to get this far. Liberals are excited because they hate private prisons with a passion. Now, the most important fact, the illegal immigrants were never slaves. They were volunteers. They chose to work for the pay they received. It's a normal arrangement in jails and prisons and detention facilities. Legal precedent allows prisons to offer inmates reduced wages like this, especially since they're not paying for their own upkeep. But the people behind the lawsuit are leftists. They're trying to bankrupt the system. They're trying to enrich themselves. And mostly, they're trying to grandstand. Just for you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund. Only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RUSH and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:33 at 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Traffic and flooding issues around CHI St. Joseph Health Center will only get worse, according to neighboring business and homeowners who oppose the construction of a new apartment complex near 29th and Villa Maria.
While five members of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission approved
financially.
Let's figure out where that audio is coming from. Sorry about that, guys. Let's go on to the Bryan School District is among more than half the districts in the state that oppose the new A through F accountability rating system. The Bryan City Council joined opponents by passing a resolution at its last meeting. Bryan ISD's communications director, Brandon Webb, thanked the council.
It primarily does target schools that are struggling financially. That shows up very, very clearly in the data. And despite the best intentions, I think, of the Texas Education Agency that this system not be a bell curve giving A through F scores across the state, in fact, that's exactly what happened. Only 10% of the schools in Texas earned an A, and we think our schools are better than that.
Webb pointed out Bryan High, which earned five academic distinctions under the state's prior rating system, now has D grades.
So which is it? Which accountability system are we going to go with in our state?
Webb also thanked the council and city staff for those close working relationship with the Bryan ISD. And back to the traffic and flooding issues that homeowners and neighboring business owners who oppose the construction of a new apartment complex near 29th and Villa Maria.
While five members of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission approved a conditional use permit, there was an appeal to the city council. A tentative date of April 11th has been set for the council to consider whether to proceed with the construction of five 2- and 3-story buildings behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol. After PNZ heard last Thursday from 28 opponents, city planner Stephanie Dolan says if the permit's approved, their concerns will be addressed by the city's site review committee.
It consists of 25 to 35 individuals. It includes the fire marshal, it includes TxDOT, and includes many, many individuals who look to ensure that the site is compatible with the use as well as with all of the issues that have been addressed tonight.
Preliminary plans call for the construction of 69 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Opponents say there will be only 92 parking spaces at the 87-bedroom complex. The apartments will also border the Upper Burton Creek Neighborhood Conservation District, which homeowner Karen Hillier pointed out restricts the number of unrelated residents of a housing unit.
And if you choose to ignore the sincere desire of the neighborhood residents to maintain its current quality of life, we find it imperative to deny access to the apartment complex off of Bristol Street. Access should be to the major arteries of Villa Maria and 29th Street.
It's the second time in 3 years developers are trying to build apartments on the vacant land. No one on P&Z offered comments before the permit vote. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In Austin, the chairman of the House Public Education Committee was among those unveiling a school finance plan adding $1.6 billion. HB 21, which gets its first committee hearing today, would increase per-student funding by $200 and add money for transportation and other programs. The transgender bathroom bill is getting a great deal of attention at the state capitol on the eve of today's first committee hearing on SB 6. News conferences were held yesterday by supporters and opponents.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick turned to North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest to make the case that there won't be a significant business backlash if the transgender bathroom bill passes.
Forbes magazine ranks us second best place in the country to do business. CEO magazine ranks us number one.
About an hour later, Texas business leaders said the discriminatory legislation would hurt them. Tom Noonan of the Austin Tourism and Convention Bureau.
So we have 23 organizations that have proactively reached out to the Austin CDB and said, if you pass this bill, we're going to have to leave.
The bill's set to be rolled out in committee on Tuesday. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 69 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Rugs, they just make a house a home.
Tell us about the rug selection you have here at Aggieland Carpet One.
I gotta say, we always have discounted rugs that are maybe being cleared out, but we always are receiving lots of new styles in area rugs. Some of the new exciting ones right now also have some gray tones and just really interesting looks now that are a little more modern.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable clouds as we start the day today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms popping up. Breezy today, 70 to 75. There will be some sunshine developing as the day goes on. We're partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to about 50 to 55. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. High 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night near 60. Clouds linger across the area Thursday with scattered showers. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team hits the diamond for a couple of midweek matches against UT Rio Grande Valley today and tomorrow. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, Logan Foster is the second Aggie this season to be named SEC Freshman of the Week. And in the NBA, James Harden did well, but Kawhi Leonard did better as the Spurs rallied for a victory over the Rockets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan. In Navasota. I apologize. I'm really, really, really sorry. I looked up and saw it was 7:29 and went, yikes!
I'm impressed, though, that we are back pretty much on time.
Yeah, well, we need to be. Point, yeah. Yeah, well, we kind of are.
Yeah, even with a little audio flub in that newscast. Well, I had to recover.
It's live radio.
It is. You know what? Stuff happens.
I've seen Rush do it, so, you know.
So anyhow, so we're there.
We're
got
just
that.
Like him.
You know it. All right, so we were talking about Netflix a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Are you a Netflix subscriber? Raise your hand right there.
Here,
okay.
See?
Okay, I think the three of us probably are. The research group's annual on-demand study says there now are more TV households in U.S. America that have Netflix than have a digital video recorder. Have DVRs.
I think we have one. It doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Or it's not hooked up, and I'm not sure. So, that counts.
Mm-hmm. 54% of Netflix to 53% for your DVRs. And about 23% of all adults in TV homes stream Netflix daily.
Wow.
23% of all adults in TV homes stream Netflix daily. I don't know that I stream it daily.
I do not.
I do. I was going to say, I say wow, like I'm surprised or amazed. But
then
I think
more?
To myself, every single day, I watch something on Netflix. That's kind of what I do, you know? I can get it through my Suddenlink. And
I know that every day... I watch a television show that's not live. I know that. I either have captured it on my DVR or I watch it on YouTube or Netflix. I do that every day. I know that. Anyway, this was a survey was conducted in January of this year. So That's who we are and how we're getting our product. So that may be the reason for this next story that news broke yesterday, that ESPN is getting ready to lay off a bunch of big-name employees to cut costs because of lower revenue, declining subscribers, higher sports fees, and them just being stupid.
Yep.
As we discussed the other day, when Caitlyn Jenner wins the Courage Award, okay, then you got a problem. And you're not listening. You're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Variety says this could include some portion of the approximately 1,000 on-air correspondents, podcasts, and radio hosts or news reports that reporters that ESPN employs. Part of the problem, ESPN, one of the most expensive networks for a cable company to carry, and commands one of the highest programming fees per subscriber. But as a result, subscribers don't always pick that as part of their bundle. And when ESPN had everything and did everything and did a good job journalistically and got off their political soapbox, people watched it.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot be beating an NFL fan over the head about you need to be embracing, you know, some political agenda.
Someone literally just texted in and said, I don't like to be preached to when I'm watching sports.
That's right. This is sports.
Yeah.
The sun comes up tomorrow no matter what happens, mm-hmm. so just quit it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's too late. I mean, as a result of the, let me give you these numbers just real quick. Subscribers fell by 88 million in January alone.
Wow.
And they have lost 100 million plus 5 years ago, so from 5 years ago. So they've lost 100 million subscribers, and at least 88 million of those were in January.
Wow. Well, and this is a little behind the scenes, but I know when they do, you know, live events, so even if they come here to do a Texas A&M, you know, volleyball or basketball game, the amount of money that they pay people, not on air talent, but people, you know, whether it's replay, the replay booth people mm-hmm, or talent stats, any kind of just kind of helpers that even freelance, like I've done it before, they pay a lot,
yeah.
which is great for me when I get a chance to do that.
Yep.
But I'm thinking I would do this for half that much just for the experience and look at, you know, your student population here that you could just pull from. Some of those kids might even do it for free. And I just think, too, the way they budget, some of the way they pay these people is a lot.
Well, and part of being under that ESPN umbrella is the SEC network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's expenses involved there. And, you know, the idea is that the SEC makes money off of that, and if ESPN's not making money, then they're going to have to kind of come back and renegotiate and decide. Of course, A&M has a lot of people in place
right.
for the SEC network or SEC alternative networks when mm-hmm. they're here. In other words, it's A&M people that are doing the work here, so that's a very and most schools in the SEC have that going for them
right.
in a pretty big way.
And now, I think in that case, when it's like an SEC network plus broadcast is what we call it when it's not actually TV that comes in, but
right.
it's aired on Watch ESPN. Really, only the talent are the ones that actually get paid, I think, kind of like, quote, ESPN money.
Sure.
The rest is student workers who are just working for 12th Man Productions, and they're getting paid their normal hourly wage, whatever that is.
But, and you know, and A&M, again, was smart to do that because they knew when this thing first rolled out, the schools that had the people to do the broadcast we're going to get more time on the SEC
Absolutely.
Network and alternative
right.
network.
Yeah.
And so most everybody's equal there. But again, when that's all over the under the ESPN umbrella and that umbrella is in trouble, then that can impact mm-hmm. the kind of sports that we're able to see. But again, right, you don't want to be preached to when you're there.
Yeah,
just to
that's the
do
bigger
stick and
picture
ball stuff,
for so. Sure.
All right, 7:47.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your 4-person scramble team or be a sponsor like the Bubba Moore Memorial Group and Coinsurance, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and Prosperity Bank. For more information, you can go to twincitymission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. A big thank you to the partners of the Twin City Mission Golf Classic like University Title Company, The Bank and Trust, and Ike Small Engines.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If your life feels stuck, one of the best ways to get unstuck is to discover what you're wired for. Racing isn't just a day job for NASCAR legend Darrell Waltrip. And I could tell you from experience, he's wired for racing. I played golf with him once, and he nearly took off in the golf cart without me because he wanted to beat the other members in our group to the next tee box. He was literally zigging and zagging all along the cart path to keep them behind us, where they belonged, apparently. After Darrell won the short chase, he looked at me and said, "Man, life is a race for me." Darrell is wired for racing. I admit, I love the adrenaline rush of a fast car, but I'm wired a lot differently than Darrell. My life's passion was largely born out of the difficulty of my childhood. Like so many of us, I've experienced what happens when a family disintegrates. My father died an alcoholic, and my stepdad walked out on my siblings and me the day of my mom's funeral. My passion now is to help couples build strong marriages and families. Maybe you stumbled into your vocation. You answered a want ad, and you've worked hard, but your job doesn't fit who you are. If you're unfulfilled and don't know how to move forward, consider taking an aptitude test or a personality assessment. Give some thought to what you're passionate about and discover how you're wired. Your greatest contribution to the world may be yet undiscovered in your DNA. To help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-386-1700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-386-1700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-386-1700 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. The number 12 A&M baseball team returns to Olsen Field for a 5-game homestand, starting with games against UT Rio Grande Valley today and tomorrow. The maroon and white look to snap a 2-game losing streak, which included a pair of walk-off losses at the Shriners Hospitals for Children College Classic. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, we got to be better. I mean, it's all about going and getting it done. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's just a matter of going and getting it done. If you're the guy finishing the game, you're either the hero or the goat.
The Aggies are 8-1 at Bluebell Park this year. Dating back to the 2014 season, the Aggies have won 32 of their last 34 midweek contests, including a 3-0 mark this year. John Doxakis takes the mound tonight for the Aggies at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, also for Aggie baseball, Texas A&M designated hitter Logan Foster was named SEC Freshman of the Week following the Maroon and White's 3-3-2 finish this week. The Lincoln, Nebraska native was named to the All-Tournament team and at the talent-laden Shriners College Classic with 6 runs, 3 doubles, 1 triple, 1 home run, and 2 RBI. Foster's the second Aggie to earn SEC Freshman of the Week in 2017, joining Braden Shoemake, who collected the accolade for his performance the opening weekend. The Texas A&M men's basketball team is Brooklyn-bound next season as the Aggies join Penn State, Oklahoma State, and Pittsburgh to highlight the field for the Legends Classic to be played in the Barclays Center in November. The 4 schools will each host 2 regional round games on campus. The finals will be November 20th and 21st. Elsewhere in college basketball, Nigel Williams-Goss had 25 points and 8 rebounds, and number 4 Gonzaga secured a spot in the West Coast Conference title game for the 20th straight season with a 77-68 victory over Santa Clara last night. Meanwhile, in women's college basketball, Tenise Martin scored 32 points, and West Virginia beat number 2 Baylor 77-66 in the Big 12 Women's Championship game last night. Martin, a sophomore guard, was named the tournament's most outstanding player. In the NFL, the Oakland Raiders told the league yesterday they found a new partner to finance their proposed stadium in Las Vegas, Bank of America. A person familiar with the Raiders' plan said the team presented the new proposal with financing backed by Bank of America to the NFL's stadium and finance committees. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the plan was not made public. In the NBA,
Leonard. Green blows by Harden. Tapped it away. Kawhi. A three ball as Leonard hits his 111th three.
Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points, including 17 in the fourth quarter, and made big plays on both ends in the final 30 seconds as the San Antonio Spurs rallied for a 112-110 victory over the Houston Rockets last night. Leonard outscored James Harden 17-4 in the final quarter of the matchup between the two leading MVP candidates as the Spurs won their 8th straight. And out on the ice, Kari Lehtinen made 42 saves, and Devin Shore, Radek Faksa, and Jason Spezza scored, and the Dallas Stars continued their domination of the Washington Capitals with a 4-2 victory last night. Despite struggling this season, Dallas extended its point streak in the series to 12 games and won for the 6th consecutive time in Washington. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes still. Real quick plug thing going on tonight at A&M. If you don't know who Nate Silver is, Nate Silver used to be with the Baseball Prospectus. I mean, he was even so stooped so low as to even be on Louis' show every week. Anyway, but he ended up figuring out that, you know, he could predict baseball or he could go predict politics and make a whole lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
So he started this company called 538. And 538 is the number of electoral members of the Electoral College. And started predicting politics. And for Obama's reelection, I think he got 49 states right.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really good at what he does. But what he does is he has methodologies on statistics, mm-hmm. and he looks at different things and has talked about, again, like I say, he started in baseball, now he does politics. He's speaking tonight on A&M campus at 7 o'clock, so if you care anything about that. All right, the longest personality study of all time suggests that over the course of a lifetime, just as your physical appearance changes and your cells are constantly replaced, your personality is also transformed beyond recognition. Personality. The study began with data in a 1950 survey of 1,200 people who were 14 years old. It took place in Scotland. More than six decades later, researchers tracked down about half of them, 635 of the participants, and 174 of the 77-year-olds agreed to repeat the testing. Researchers concluded there was no significant stability of any of the six characteristics over that 63-year interval. So your personality. And I guess that makes sense.
I can see that, sure.
Because the different impacts that you have in your life and how that's going to change what's important to you, what's not important to you, how you interact with people.
Yeah. Your world shapes you.
Yep. And if you're mom and you're headed off to work today, there are probably those little days when you have that pang of guilt that you've left your children behind. Well, if you need Victoria Beckham to tell you it's okay, she's telling you it's okay. The fashionista stars in a new campaign for British Airways that reveals that working girls should feel proud because you are inspiring your children in the right way, being a strong woman, and going to work.
Oh, Posh Spice, thank you for
that.
There
you go. Now, once again, if that's the justification you needed, now you got it.
Now you can be complete.
So the sun shines out right now. That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. We do still have a chance of showers today. 72 will be the high. We're going to have a wind shift later on after that rain shower passes. Tomorrow it'll be 74. Right now, 69 degrees, WTAW, College Station, Brighton.